This is Everyday Grammar. On many of our programs, we talk about the do's of the English language, how and when to use grammatical forms. But on today's program, we will tell you about some don'ts. In this case, when not to use something. The word to. The word to can act as a preposition, part of a phrasal verb, or part of an infinitive verb, depending on how it is used. Let's begin by discussing when to avoid use of to after the verb go. You have probably heard native English speakers say things like, "I'm going to work," or "I'm going to school." But why don't they say, "I'm going to home"? English learners are generally taught to use to when talking about going to a place. Well, that applies most of the time. However, some words present exceptions. The word home is one of them. Let me explain why. Home seems like a clear noun, right? However, we often use it as an adverb. In fact, this is key to knowing which words do not come with the preposition to. Listen to how this speaker uses home in a question.
Are you going home? I need a ride to 16th Street.
Here, home is an adverb, not a noun. Notice that the verb is go. After this verb, and before some place adverbs, we do not use the preposition to. Now let's talk about other adverbs that follow this rule. The words downstairs and upstairs are place adverbs that describe levels inside a home or building. Listen to how this speaker uses one of them with the verb go.
Let's go downstairs. I want to show you my art collection.
Makes sense so far? Great. Other place adverbs that follow this same rule include there and somewhere. A common mistake of English learners is to say something like, "I'm going to there." People will still understand your meaning, but it's good to know the right way, which the following two speakers use. Have a listen.
It's my birthday. I want to go somewhere special.
How about the local vineyard? Renee is going there for her birthday next week.
There are a few more place adverbs that are not preceded by the preposition to when used with the verb go. They include inside, outside, underground, abroad, and downtown. It's also worth noting that this applies to a few verbs other than go. For example, with the verb run, I would say, "I have to run downtown," rather than "I have to run to downtown." The verb arrive is another that never gets the preposition to after it. In other words, avoid saying something like, "We arrived to the airport at 5, or responding, "Okay, great. What time will you arrive to Washington, D.C.?" Listen to these speakers correct those two examples.
We arrived at the airport at 5.
Okay, great. What time will you arrive in Washington, D.C.?
Note, however, that the phrasal verb get to is much more common than arrive. So, you might hear native English speakers say this instead.
We got to the airport at 5.
Okay, great. What time will you get to Washington, D.C.?
Even with the verb get to, we sometimes take out the to, such as when using the place adverbs we have been discussing. In other words, saying, I got downtown at noon is right, while saying, I got to downtown at noon is not. The next verbs are stop and prevent. These verbs mean the same thing, but stop sounds more natural in everyday speaking and writing. Avoid using to after these verbs. The usual sentence structure is to follow them with an object, then the preposition from, and then a gerund. That's a lot easier than it sounds. Here is proof.
The password prevents people from stealing your information.
The password stops people from stealing your information.
The object here is people, followed by the preposition from and the gerund stealing. And finally, we move to causative verbs. You may remember earlier programs that discussed causatives, such as let and make. There are more than 10 causative verbs in English. Most are followed by an infinitive verb. However, a few are only followed by the base form of verbs. Let and make are examples of this. Listen to this speaker use let and pay attention for what verb comes after.
Our friend let us take some veggies from his garden.
She used the base form of the verb take. Notice that she did not say, our friend let us to take some veggies from his garden. So, what can you do with this information? Well, first, remember that using to in the wrong places usually will not stop others from understanding you. Next, avoid trying to memorize what you learned today. Instead, pay attention for the place adverbs and verbs wherever English is being used. Then, ask yourself if the word to is present. I'm Alice Bryant.